USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation today, this after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005 that he blamed for the death of his younger brother was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Firefighters were investigating a hazmat situation at the water reclamation facility in Glendale, Arizona overnight after a large plume of smoke was sent into the air because of a bleach and salt mixture inside of it. Glendale Fire Captain Ashley Lush on Fox 10.
Because the chemicals are actually lighter than air, they are just going to lift off and dissipate really quickly. So we're grateful for that because it does not pose a threat to any of the structures or life safety.
The United States men's soccer team playing for the World Cup in Qatar will stay in country a little longer after defeating the heavily favored Iran 1-0 in their final group stage match of the 2022 World Cup. With the win, the United States will play the Netherlands in the knockout round consisting of 16 teams. That game is scheduled for Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
We are welcoming two new bear cubs in America. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Two Andean bear cubs were born at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. on November 15th. It's considered a vulnerable species with an estimated 2,000 Andean bears, also known as spectacled bears, left in the wild, making the birth of these cubs significant. The zoo said the cubs were born to first-time parents, a 3-year-old female named Brienne and a 9-year-old male named Quito. Keepers said both cubs are active and vocal, and that they're cautiously optimistic that the two will thrive.
The European Union's plan to cap the price of Russian crude oil has hit a roadblock just days before the measure was due. Poland and other countries have nixed the idea. The European Union countries were expected to announce their price cap measure last week, but have had to postpone as there's a big split about which level would cause Russia the most financial pain and keeping damage to a minimum in Europe. The country music world is in shock. 37-year-old Jake Flint, a country singer from Oklahoma, died in his sleep last week just hours after his wedding. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.